reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. By the way, we're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, let me remind you up front that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're asking the question today, will we, speaking of America, will we repeat history? Perhaps immediately you say, what part of history? Listen, I've been told as much as far back as I can remember in my adult life that if we fail to learn from history, we're bound to repeat history. Now, I think that's the exact wording. So, have we learned from history? Most of the things that we're facing today, that I believe is building for a new repeat of some of these historic events in the past. I'm concerned about where we're going in America with what is called Jew hate, anti-Semitism. I'm concerned about what I see in New York City, Dearborn, Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and other parts of Minnesota. What I see taking place in some of the bluer parts of the state, in the state of Texas. I'm concerned about what I'm seeing in New York City. I'm concerned with what I see taking place in New York and the push across America to Islamicize our nation. Have we not learned history? Do we not understand what has taken place in history past, especially when it comes to Islam and the 1400 years of murder, barbaric activities, and the push to dominate society? As American citizens, have we not learned what led up to the Holocaust, where Hitler in the 30s, in a book entitled Mein Kampf, published in the late 30s, telling all of Germany what he planned to do, how he planned to do it, and the ultimate goal, to eradicate the Jews and to dominate with a super race society in his mind in Germany. It led to 6 million Jews being slaughtered and some 6+ million others in what is called the Holocaust. So my question today, will we repeat that? Or better yet, are we in the present tense building up to repeating the Holocaust? I'm concerned when I see what is taking place. And it's all based on the hatred of Jewish people and the Islamic jihadist that's infiltrated into America, that's now controlling many seats of law, if you will, in America, people like Ilhan Omar, etc., those that are now trying to push for control of Texas, those that are already in control and broadening the control in Michigan and New York, I'm concerned when I see where it's headed. And when I read the statistical data of the increase, dramatic increase, of anti-Semitic responses in our nation, that's what we're talking about today. And by the way, I'm looking at a book called The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. I had the privilege of publishing this little book back in 2013. It's an exegetical verse-by-verse study of Ezekiel 38 and 39. And for each caller today, if you've not already received this book, for each caller today, if you'd be kind enough to leave your name, address, and phone number with Roger, we'll be delighted to ship this to you at no cost. We'll pay for the book. We'll pay for the postage to get it to you. I believe it's that important to have it in the hands of alert listeners to understand the pattern, the process, the program, the protocol, and the purpose for what we see happening in America today with the Marxist media, the rhinos in Washington, and the loose likes lost liberals, those of the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, that are bent and determined to eviscerate America, our constitutional republic, and make it something that it ought not to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God: "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." How long is forever? It's forever. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a comforting word to my heart. The truth of the Lord endures forever. It was the secularist George Orwell made this statement: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I believe that's precisely where we are in the American culture today. This is the reason you have, just like the trip Trump is on today, in Beijing, China. I watched some of the naysayers, some of the blabbers on television early this morning, and they were trying to pervert his travel, why he was traveling, what he really was going to do, what he really wasn't going to do, and how he has already surrendered to Qi out of China, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just put this little footnote in. Less than 100 years ago, I would listen to news thinking that we're really hearing what's happening in the world, only to understand today 99.999% of what you hear on radio, television, and the newsreels are simply being filtered through the heart, the mind of someone with a bias that wants you to embrace what they believe and where they stand. My bride can tell you, I scream at the television, "Just give me the news." You know, you've heard him say, "We're going to break it down for you." No, 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 no. Don't break it down for me. Just tell me what the news happens to be. What's taking place? Let me do the analysis. Let me break it down. Let me understand the nuances of the words, and not being filtered through your thoughts based on your perspective, your leanings, and your bent. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the fundamentals of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I believe that is simply, very simply put, but true today. The death of truth. In fact, DeMint says this in part: "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values that derive from the Bible and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're where we are today in the decline morally, ethically, biblically, spiritually in America. That decline is totally, inextricably, I believe, linked to the fact that Christians have not studied the Word, do not know the Word, and are away from the core principles of truth, and that is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I'm looking at a headline that says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in the sound of my voice, there ought to be the marching orders for us every morning that we awaken, that we are going to seek the truth. Won't find it on Communist Network News. Won't find it on any of the other sources that you find online and on television and radio. Learn the truth, love it, live it, tell it, and defend it. What is truth? Jesus says, I am truth. Study the Word, know the Word, apply the Word. We'll understand what God is doing. You see, you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll remind us once again. The written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God is telling us what He has done, what He is doing, what He shall do. And I believe as we watch the events taking place today, locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and globally, as we witness those things through the prism of the Word of God, we'll understand what is taking place in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Will we repeat history? Better put, more directly stated, are we on the cusp of repeating the Holocaust? Are we witnessing the build-up to the Holocaust? Listen, Adolf Hitler wrote a book, Mein Kampf, telling the world what he planned to do. The preachers didn't listen. The politicians didn't listen. The culture didn't listen. Society didn't listen until trainloads of Jewish people screaming their hearts out as they were carried down the tracks in the railroad cars to be annihilated in the concentration camps. And we read about it, but do you realize there's a huge, huge, large number of millennials today that have Ph.D. degrees, graduate and postgraduate degrees from prestigious universities that's never heard of the Holocaust? And those that have heard of it will mock it and say that it never happened. It's fake, phony, false, put on by the Jewish people to gain sympathy for their cause. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read one brief article, and we'll take our first caller. Headline says, Jew-hated hatred in America, a trend, not a blip on the radar screen. Experts say that after ADL releases audit of the incidents, we're more scared now than ever before, a Jewish person told the news. Despite the overall reduction of the number of instances, the severity of each instance is terrifying. Violent attacks rose. Three people were killed, according to the latest Anti-Defamation League report. Jew hatred reported 6,724 events last year, 9,354 events in 2024. and it is the largest number since. Last year's numbers were 70% higher than that of 3,698 events in just 2022. All of us should be horrified by the surge in anti-Semitic hate. Anti-Semitic incidents are up 70% since October the 7th. We cannot turn a blind eye to what is clearly a crisis in our country and in American political arena. Ladies and gentlemen, read the headline, Jew Hatred in America, a Trend, Not Just a Blip on the Radar. I believe we have Brother Davis on the line. Brother Davis, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
You couldn't have put that any plainer, I don't think, than anybody that I've heard explain it about how we're on a demise. We're headed for destruction of the United States. I'm going to put a figure out there. I would venture to say that 95% of the Christians today don't even know that Colossians 2, verse 8 is in the Bible, and then about 90% of those profess to know Christ don't even live by that. We've gone so far away. God says he's saying, yesterday, today, and forever, I change not. And when we forget God, God is going to let us go to our own destruction, and we're headed in that area now.
Absolutely. And you said Colossians 2:8, for the benefit of our listeners, I'm going to read that. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And to sustain what you have said, I've said for many, many, many years, less than 100 now, but approaching it very rapidly, I've said that if Christians were not so anemic, immature, and ignorant of the word, these battles that we see so much in the world today would almost disappear, not disappear totally, because we know we're dealing against Satan and all the demons of society. But we have Christians that I believe mean well. Many of them come to church on Sunday. Occasionally they'll tip God with a dollar or two in the offering plate. But the bottom line is they come out of routine many times, and not because there's a hunger to know the word, a hunger to know what God is saying, a hunger to know what God is doing. And I believe we are blindly entering into, and have been for years, a new era in society in America, an era where we are embracing that which is wrong, an era where even Christians and churches, pastors, patriots, and conservatives will embrace morals, ethics, and values that are antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and think nothing about it. And you've heard me quote before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll bring it up again. Decision Magazine, Franklin Graham, has said three times in the past 3 years in Decision Magazine, I believe it was in March of 2023 the first time, he said that the woke progressive Christians are sending people to hell today. And he went on to identify woke progressive Christians, those that embrace abortion, those that embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, those that embrace the world's values rather than the value of the Word of God. And so I'm concerned, Brother Davis, even as I speak today, I'm speaking out of a heart of concern and passion and compassion for what we see. And I see very clearly where we're going as a nation. We are on the cusp of repeating the Holocaust. I've got a fistful of documents born out of research about what is happening in America, and we're witnessing that takeover of city after city after city by the Islamic jihadists, which are on the leading edge of crushing Christians and Jewish people in America, and every nation they've ever gone into, that's been the pattern. So, Brother Davis, what would you say would be your advice at this moment for our listeners?
Quit following tradition of men, and let's get back to the doctrine of the scriptures that God has given us to direct our lives, and quit, some of them just playing church is all they're doing. And, Dr. Youngblood, I'll tell you, I'm a little closer to 100 than you are. I'll be 91 this month. So I've been around a long time, and I have seen over the years where people just walk further and further away from God than to him. And someone said one time, and maybe you might refer to this, he's right where you left him. Mm-hmm. He's waiting on you to come back like a prodigal son.
Absolutely. In fact, you're exactly right, because someone, as you know, the preface to that statement was, where is God when I needed him? And the answer to that is, he's right where you left him. God's Amen. Not left us. Multitudes have left him, left his word, left his church, and we're in the days of the falling away and the apostasy. And as we see that apostasy building, we're witnessing the implosion of our society as we've once known it and cherished for 250 years. Brother Davis, brother, thank you so much for your words, your comments. They're spot on, and it's my prayer that people are listening today. They will listen and heed what we're saying. God bless you, and keep looking up as we look for the Lord Jesus Christ.
He may come today.
Righteous. Amen. I'm ready. Thank you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question, will we repeat history? Is it possible that we'll have another Holocaust, and it will be in America? Or do you look at it on the basis that's an impossibility? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's important. Hitler put his plans and ideas and goals and intents into a book. The churches didn't listen. The government didn't listen. They paid no attention until the Holocaust took place and 6 million Jews were slaughtered. How did he accomplish this? How did Hitler accomplish the Holocaust? Let me just give you the Youngblood paraphrase, simplified answer to that. Little by little, incrementally, he convinced the German people that the Jewish people were bad, they were dangerous, they were a blight on society, and need to be removed. They were first gathered up and put in what was called ghettos. That was the hollowed out places in the city where only the Jewish people could live. They were then identified with a star on their clothing on the back, to identify as they walk down the street. That's a Jew. He's bad. Stay away from him. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not putting the star on the back yet. We're not running ads talking about the gathering up of the Jewish people in America yet. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing some of that taking place. Listen, what we're seeing in America today, witnessing the desensitization of Americans about the Jewish people. The Marxist professors, our professors and teachers are in the classrooms of the prestigious universities and colleges today. They're saying that America is evil, America is racist, America is against the Islamic people, America is Islamophobic, America is simply Zionist. And I can go on and on and on with the rhetoric that's being espoused in our colleges and universities, being paid for about $100,000 to $150,000 per year tuition, being paid for by the parents for the students to get a credential that's worthless out of these universities. Our youth are convinced today that Marxism is good, that our republic is evil, and that they need to hate God. That's being taught in our universities and colleges. That's being taught at an elementary level, kindergarten through high school, and then on to graduate and postgraduate school. College and universities are teaching pro-Palestinians, pro-Palestine, and anti-Jew. Listen, you recall just a few months back where all of our prestigious universities in America had major, major demonstrations where they were blocking the halls, they were blocking the university entrances, they were waving Palestinian flags, and they're saying death to Israel from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. That means eradicate, annihilate, eviscerate, destroy the Jewish people. Now you have some even in Christian churches today because of replacement theology, where supposedly the church is spiritual Israel, Israel no longer exists. You have those same dummies, if I can be plain. You have those same dummies that say that the church is spiritual Israel and that they love the Jewish people, but they hate the government, dissecting the nation of Israel, saying we love the Jewish people, but we hate the Jewish government. Listen, there's nothing that we can embrace and say that's real spiritual in the Jewish government, but the people make up the Jewish government. What if you say, well, I love that American that lives down in the state of Florida, but I hate America? That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But yet that's the mindset somehow, some way, in some categories today. The Communist Network News pumps out 24/7 anti-America, anti-Israel propaganda. Now New York City has become the incubator of anti-Semitism with open Jew hate in the city. I'm going to read a portion of this article, then we'll take our next caller. This article says New York City's disgrace Hezbollah flags, violent riots at a synagogue. A violent anti-Israel mob hurled anti-Semitic slurs and waved Palestinian flags outside of Brooklyn synagogue last evening. Pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with the New York Police Department, and an Israeli flag was burned during the demonstration. Only four people were arrested. Why was the mob allowed to block a synagogue threatening people's lives? Question mark. The radicals hurled anti-Semitic slurs, clashed with police outside the synagogue on Monday. Videos show an anti-Israel riot shoving a Jewish girl and an Israeli flag being burned. The incident highlights concerns about growing anti-Semitism in New York City as only one example of what went on. Measures to establish a buffer zone around the synagogues have been repeatedly vetoed by Zohan Mandami. He said, quote, it unreasonably curbs free speech and protest rights. No one believes that excuse, end quote. Hate crimes in New York City increased, listen, 152% this January, just from last January. We cannot ignore what is happening at the very doors of the places that should feel safest. No one should have to walk through a crowd of harassment and hatred just to be able to practice their faith. New York City allowed Muslim radicals to march on March for Hezbollah while calling for murder of Jews, calling that publicly in the streets. Mandami allows the Intifada riots outside of synagogues, massed Islamic attacks, Jewish children at last night. These aren't protests. Listen, these aren't protests. These are riots by a very dangerous people. Mandami supports all of these very dangerous people in New York City. I believe George is on the line. George, go over the question and comment, please.
Yeah, good day, Doctor. Bless you for what you're doing. We worked in 10 foreign countries. Four of them were Muslim, and they were Sunnis who are not as crazy as the Shias in Iran. But I learned a lot about what they were doing. And here's the deal. There is a group out of London started by the mass murderers Lenin and his friends. And they are the ones who are brainwashing the Muslims to do worse than they are doing. It started in 1904, and Pavlov won a Nobel Prize for being able to change people's thinking, and he started with dogs and then small children. And that group has taken over large parts of the world. And Russia's still using the same technology, and so is China. And so when you talk about Muslims, remember this one thing. There was a Jewish scribe who was captured by Muhammad, and Muhammad told him, don't put the Ten Commandments in the Quran. And that is one of the major problems they have. If they had the Ten Commandments, it wouldn't kill people, steal as much as what they're doing right now. And then Jesus Christ had two more commandments we should always put in front of churches. And those are always treat others as you want to be treated. And then love makes a good society. Hatred does not. And hatred is one of the things they put in these radio transmitters. The head of the FBI said a few weeks ago, and they're trying to get rid of him, Congress is, he said, Russians have a nuclear-powered satellite which flies above where the airplanes fly, but not in space. So it's very hard for Trump to not knock this thing out, and they're working on it. They think it'll take 2.5 years, and they're brainwashing essentially everybody in the United States.
Yes, George, you're exactly right. We had a hard break for the top of our news. I'm thankful that you called. One of the things, too, that you need to add as a footnote to that, any Islamic that is wanting to murder, pillage, and kill, he's simply following the directive in the Quran. The Quran teaches kill everybody that's Jewish and Christian, that's non-believers, that's non-Muslims. That's the bottom line. You're right. There needs to be the recognition that hatred is the bottom line for it. George, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. We'll be right back after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.com.